Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael, of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kemper Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And again, I thank the Most High Yah for giving us this great opportunity to come before you and bring to you his holy and exalted words. Again, tonight, or this day rather, we will be dealing with the woman in travail. This woman in travail is none other than the children of Israel, whom Yahweh said, we will be as a woman in travail. Hard to understand whether this woman in travail or not. All you got to do is turn on your radios. All you have to do is turn on the news and see what has taken over even one of the most horrific plagues that the world has ever known. This has gone over all the world. Just this plague, just in the United States of America, killed over 100,000 people, and that's their numbers. But we know the truth is well over 100,000. Most reports, this number is upwards of 200,000 to 300,000 people. But 100,000 people dead, not enough. That's not a lot. Now, how do that make you feel? Seeing that the mass majority of the deaths are people that look like you and I. Yes, black. How do that make you feel? But then you think that that was bad, and here our people are telling you that this is some conspiracy to shut down the businesses. Some conspiracy to get people vaccinated. Some conspiracy for this and for that. Only Yahweh and him alone have the authority, the power. Nobody else has this power to shut the whole world down. And the whole world was shut down. The planes was grounded. The ships were docked. Borders of the various countries were cut off and shut off. In the United States, no traveling whatsoever, with the exception a certain what they call essential workers. Only Yahweh can do such a thing like that. You think they wanted everything shut down? Well, if you think that, they can sell you some snake oil. You don't realize this is this man's God, which is his money. And now, his money has greatly been. We're here to talk about this woman in travail, because now, here it is, once again, we have to witness one of the most horrific killings on tape. They might as well just enact the purge in America, because that's exactly what it looks like is happening. The purge, where a black man can be killed in broad daylight, choked to death by government officials, and other people standing around watching it, watching him be killed. What kind of wickedness is this? Yahweh said we will see things that we never seen before. And here we in 2020. This is not the 1800s where they were hanging black people, or the 1700s, or the 1900s where they was lynching our people. 2020. And still, as we speak, no arrests, no charges for something that was clearly training on how one is supposed to deal with a citizen. Because I know they always deal with us differently. But nowhere in the manual where it talks about put your knee in their neck. Now, there's situations where if he had shot him, there's things in their handbook that justify shootings, even though we see them as criminal acts, murder. But there's things that they can point to show it's justified. Even though they kill our brother in New York 7 years ago, Garner, there were still things in their manual that justify certain chokeholds. Even though in most of the states that's outlawed. But it's in the manual. What manual? What training has police putting a foot in their knee in your neck to cut your breath off and then kill you? What training is that? What manual is that in? And at the point that you can't find this in your manual, in your training, in your videos on how you apprehend somebody that wasn't resisting arrest, that wasn't committing a crime, you mean to tell me he can't be charged? You fired him because he did something wrong. Then why can't you charge him since he did something wrong? And lock him up. But as my teacher used to say years ago, it's always justified that I want you to answer for me, what is Israel doing about it? What is Israel saying about it? Rather than all the gossip they get caught up in, all the slander and talebearer they doing, the disunity they have, what are they saying about this killing? And what is the answer? What are they doing? What are the teachers saying that can be done? This is what I want to know. If they came off the streets and came to your little synagogues and your little knessets and your little congregations, what would you tell them? And they wanted you to get involved. What would you do? What will be your instructions to give them some type of answer of peace? Well, let me tell you what we will do. And I'm going to not only tell you what we will do, but I'm going to show you what we have done and been doing since our people under this travail. As we stated before, we prophesied and said this trouble was coming. Yeah, they were already killing black people, the police. But who knew that a pandemic was coming? We told you that it was coming. And what happened? 40 days and 40 nights, we will fast. Soon as our fast was over. And I mean as soon as our fast was over. January the 27th. We hear about the first case in the United States of America. And we had already been telling people this trouble was coming. It's here. Now what you got to say, and now what are you going to do? Well, let me show you what we will tell the Floyd family, and what we will tell all our people who are in distress. Number one, tell them this rioting and marching, all that'll do is stir up your emotions. But it's not going to get you no justice. And the people that you're seeking justice from, they're not going to give you no justice either. All they do is just go kill another black man. There's only one that can stop the inhumane treatment of our people, and that's our Creator. And we must turn to Him, not in some vain show where we just jumping on our knees and praying. No. Yahweh wants action. And let me show you how our people got action. But first I want you to see that our people are definitely in travail. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Jeremiah, the 4th chapter. Women in travail. Who's talking about that? Who's dealing with this woman and her travailing? Why aren't your attention on that? Your ears perked up when it comes to gossip and rumors, slander and talebearing. Your ears is perked up with these false ambassadors of hell on YouTube, Facebook, and all these other places. But who will turn their attention to the woman in travail and deal with that? Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 4th chapter, the very first verse.
If you return, O Israel, and declare that Yahweh will return unto me. If you remove
Jeremiah 4:1, if you will return, O Israel, says Yahweh, return unto me. And if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then shall you not remove. And you shall swear,
Yahweh liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory.
In him shall they glory, but this is the only way that's going to be done. The third verse.
But thus saith Yahweh, to the men of Yehuda in Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns.
Circumcise yourselves to Yahweh.
And take away the foreskins of your hearts, ye men of Yehuda and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doing.
And look, we got a lot of fire going on right now that's hard to quench. All people can do at this moment, at this time, it seems as though all they can do is cry. And what are they crying about? Let me show you what they're crying about. What they're travailing over. And you'll read it. Same chapter. Jeremiah 4, verse 27.
For thus hath Yahweh said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn.
For this shall the earth mourn.
And the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee for the noise of the horsemen and the bowmen. They shall go into thickets and climb upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein.
In other words, everybody going to flee, scatter for some type of safety. And what are they running for safety for?
And when thou art spoiled, what will you do?
Yeah, when you are spoiled, when you are plundered, when you are taken advantage of, what will you do then?
Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee. They will seek thy life.
Mm-hmm.
For I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail.
Yeah, I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail.
And the anguish as of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion.
Yeah, this is the voice of the daughter of Zion.
That bewaileth herself.
She bewails herself. She's crying about herself, the troubles that she in.
That spreadeth her hand, saying.
That, and she spreads her hand, saying, and only the daughters of Zion can do this, because watch what she's spreading her hands for.
Woe is me now.
Woe is me now.
For my soul is wearied because of murderers.
This is what she's spreading her hand for. This is what she's worried about. This is what this voice is as a woman in labor. Why can't we see this? Why don't we know this voice? Why can't we perceive this thing? And I can understand why we can't. The scriptures tell us why we came. Watch this in the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. And we're going to read the 24th verse, starting at the 24th verse.
Jeremiah 6, verse 24. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us. In pain as of a woman in travail.
Yeah, as a woman in travail. We. And why is it keep talking about a woman in travail, a woman in labor? Because she's about to deliver. And what in the world do you think is about to happen to us? Here, we got some people that's going around talking about people sitting down because they teaching that we about to deliver. The people who teaching that we're not about to deliver, that don't know when our deliverance time is, they the ones that should be quiet because they don't even know. So why are you talking? Watch what it says.
Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way. For the sword of the enemy and the fear is on every side.
It's on every side. You can't hide from this. People talking about getting out of the city. What, getting out of the city? How is that going to help you? Most of the white races ain't living in the city anyway. They out in the rural areas just waiting for you to come out there. They got their shotguns ready. Watch what it says.
O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth and wallow thyself in ashes.
Now watch this. All this woman in labor, this woman in anguish, this woman who's growing feeble, in pain. You mean to tell me that this woman in labor, we don't supposed to burn down buildings and break in targets and loot the buildings? That ain't what we're supposed to do. We don't supposed to stand out in the street and start marching. That ain't what we're supposed to do. It's telling you exactly what the daughter of my people should be doing. And I may add, ask yourself, daughter of my people, have you been doing this? Have you even done this? Matter of fact, what Israelite have done this since they've been an Israelite? Watch what it says.
Make thee mourning.
26 verse again.
O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth.
Yeah, how many of y'all got even on sackcloth? Put on sackcloth. Wore sackcloth.
And wallowed ourself in ashes.
Yeah, how many of y'all done wallowed in ashes as our fathers have done?
Make thee mourning.
Yeah, and then start mourning.
As for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us.
In other words, who's doing that because of the spoiler? Here's our people being spoiled. They being murdered. But who have turned to the Most High with sackcloth, ashes, mourning, lamentation? Yeah, what's your name? I want to meet you who's done this thing. Other than those who has done it because we have called it to be done. Watch what it says.
I have set thee for a tower and for a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way.
Yeah, Yahweh want to know and try their way. He want to see exactly what you're going to do when you're in a time of travail, the time of labor. Are you going to be foolish, or are you going to humble yourself? And watch what it says.
They are all grievous revolters.
Who's these grievous rebels? People who don't want to humble themselves. People who don't want to mourn. People who don't care and they won't put on sackcloth. They won't wallow in ashes.
Walking with slanders.
Walking with slanders. All they can do is get on Facebook and slander people. Get on YouTube and slander people. These people are no good for you. They're not about to help Israel in no kind of way, shape, or form. They weren't even sent by the Most High. They just on YouTube and Facebook talking foolish things. Watch what it says.
They are brass and iron.
Yeah, they brass and iron.
They are all corruptors.
That's all they are, is corruptors. They nobody that's trying to bring Israel together. That's not what they're trying to do. They're not trying to stand in a gap for other people. They're not about to cry and moan and put on sackcloth for other people. They're not about to do that because they all are corruptors. So corrupt, watch what Yahweh called them. Go ahead.
The bellows are burned.
The bellows are burned.
The lead is consumed.
And the lead is consumed.
Of the fire.
Of the fire.
The founder melteth in vain.
Yeah, then the founder finds out, man, I done. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed in fire. And when I look at this thing, the founders, I melt this thing in vain. There's nothing in this. And why?
Well, the wicked are not plucked away.
In other words, all he sees is wickedness in this thing. And what do you call this wickedness?
Reprobate silver, shall men call them.
Reprobate silver. In other words, silver that ain't worth nothing.
Because Yahweh hath rejected them.
Because Yahweh has rejected them. And why? Because they not mourning. They not putting on sackcloth. They ain't wallowing in ashes. They doing none of that. And of course, this is how you get Yahweh to turn to you. Not by this slander and other stuff that these ambassadors of hell love to do. Watch this in the book of Esther. Esther, the fourth chapter. And let's see. We're talking about a woman in travail. You can't see that. You can't perceive that. You don't understand that. And what you got to say about this woman in travail, since you do understand it, if you understand it, there are certain things we should be seeing. But we don't see nothing. We're not even hearing the right things, let alone seeing the right things. In the book of Esther, the fourth chapter, the first verse.
So Esther's maids and her chamberlains.
Esther, the fourth chapter, the first verse.
When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry.
Yeah, what Israelite did that? Who's doing that? When Mordecai heard what was coming upon our people in Babylon, in captivity, this is what he began to do. Who did that? Watch what it says.
And came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth.
Yeah, he came before the king's gate, and nobody can even come in the king's gate that way.
And in every province, whithersoever the king commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes.
Now, who did that? What Yehudanite today have done that? Because the king commandment, his decree came forth to destroy, and our people being killed, murdered, every day. But who's crying? Who in the streets literally crying in sackcloth, in ashes? No, what our people doing is they tearing up the very cities that they shop in. Well, we understand why, but it makes no sense, even though we understand why. But the Israelites that know better, all they doing is shaking their head. What are they doing? Watch the fourth verse.
So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him. But he received it not.
Then called Esther for Hatak,
one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed and attend upon her, to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasures for the Yehudim to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree which was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king and make supplication unto him, and to make requests before him for her people.
And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai.
Esther spoke unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in to the king these 30 days.
And watch what Mordecai say to her. And they told to Mordecai Esther words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you have escaped in the king's house more than all the Yehudites. Because, see, that's what our people think. They think just because they ain't out on the streets marching, they've escaped the wrath of Yahweh. They think because they bunker down in a house, they have escaped the plague of Yahweh. They think because they at home calling themselves commandment keepers, but really not, they have escaped the wrath of Yahweh, but you have not. And Mordecai wanted Esther to know, you have not escaped nothing. Watch what it says. 14 verse.
For if thou altogether hold, thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Yehudim from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Do you know what you made for? Do you know why you even queen? Do you honestly believe that you queen just because you pretty? You don't realize Yahweh set this thing up for his people to be delivered? And this, what our people don't understand today. They don't understand this woman in travail. They think this happened before, so it's happening again. They have no understanding of the times at all. And because they don't understand the times, they think this is just another day. This is just another black man being killed. This is just another plague, like the plague of 1910 or 1918, whenever it was. But I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. You're wrong. You ain't never seen anything like this. And the only way I'm able to see it is the same way Daniel was able to see it. Watch what Daniel say in Daniel, the 9th chapter. in the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter, starting at the very first verse.
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
Here it is. Daniel understood by books, by the number of years, how long they were going to be in captivity, how long the 70 years was going to be accomplished, how long the word of Yahweh came to the prophet Jeremiah. Now, he can understand that, but we can't understand nothing today. Go figure. He looked in the books, and why can't we look in the books? And after looking in the books, watch what he began to do in the third verse.
And I set my face unto Yahweh Elohim to seek by prayer and by supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes.
You see what he did? Once he understood the number of years, he began to pray. He began to seek by prayer, by supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Now, how many people have done that? How many of you all have experienced that? How many of you all even own sackcloth and then put it on, put ashes on, and then fast it? Because this is what our people would do when they understand certain things. So I can understand why you haven't done it. Because you don't understand the times. You don't understand and actually see this woman in travail. Man, she's in labor. Why can't you see that? And you say, well, why you saying I'm not seeing it? Because you ain't doing nothing. If you seen it, what you doing? You just going to let her be in labor and not do nothing? Actions speak louder than words. We want to know what you're doing. And here, our people, they're not doing nothing. And going back to the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, and watch what it says. In the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, 17th verse, I'm going to start at the 16th verse. Watch what it says. I will scatter them also among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known. And I will send a sword after them till I've consumed them. And this is where we at today. And our fathers don't know nothing about this place. The only time my father seen this is in vision. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, consider you. Watch what the scripture says. Watch what Yahweh says. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, consider you and call for the mourning women. What women is that? That we have women called the mourning women. Most of our women, all they doing is gossiping, rumor mongering, being rude and disrespectful. What mourning women are they talking about? Watch what it says. That they may come. And then send for the cunning women. That they may come. What's a cunning woman? A cunning woman is a woman of wisdom. Where are they? And let them make haste and take up a welling for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with water. Why? Because Yahweh said he will send us and scatter us among the heathen. But who will mourn for this thing? For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land, because our dwelling has cast us out. Yet hear the word of Yahweh. Now watch what Yahweh say. And we're in Jeremiah the 9th chapter, the 20th verse. And I just want to see if there's some cunning women out there. And I want you to see if this is what you're teaching your daughters. Watch what this is.
Yet hear the word of Yahweh, O ye women.
Yeah, O you women.
And let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing.
No, our women are not teaching their daughters wailing. They teaching their daughters how to roll their necks, how to roll their eyes, how to be smart aleck, how to talk back, how to have attitudes, how to deal with their emotions. That's what they're teaching their daughters. They're not teaching their they're teaching their daughters how to just be with men. This is how our daughters are coming up. You look at a daughter of Zion today, say something to her, and see how she roll her eyes at you. See how she disrespect her elders. We're not teaching our daughters welling. Watch what it says. See, read that again.
Yet hear the word of Yah.
And isn't this the word of Yahweh?
O ye women.
This is to the women.
And let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing.
In the way you teach your daughters wailing, you teach them by letting them see and making sure their heart is in the house of mourning. Watch what it says.
And everyone, her daughter, neighbor, lamentation.
And why teach your daughters wailing? And why everyone, her neighbor, lamentation? Why do you teach your daughters this? 21st verse.
For death has come up into our windows.
Uh-huh.
And is entered into our palaces.
Uh-huh.
To cut off the children from without and the young men from the streets.
Uh-huh.
Speak, thus saith Yahweh, even the carcasses of men shall fall, as dung upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvestman, and none shall gather.
And none shall gather them. And this is what's going on with our people. This is what will happen to our people. But who's teaching our daughters welling? This is not what our women are teaching the daughters. They teaching them, don't let no man do this and don't let no man do that. We're talking about the woman in travail. This where your heart and mind should be. Because make no mistake, a woman is in travail and that woman is Israel. Not saying Israel is a woman, because it says we will be as a woman in travail. Because Israel is my son. That's what Yahweh says. Not my daughter, but my son. But this is what our daughters should be learning. And not only that, watch what it says in the book of Amos, the 8th chapter. The very first verse. And what are we speaking about? This woman in travail, this woman in labor. Yahweh said we will be as a woman in labor. First verse.
Thus hath Yahweh Elohim showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit.
And watch how Yahweh, watch this basket of summer fruit. Go ahead.
And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said Yahweh unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith Yahweh Elohim. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. Yahweh has sworn by the excellency of Yaakov, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and every one mourn that dwelleth therein? And it shall rise up wholly as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh Elohim, that I will, saith Yahweh Elohim, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. And I will turn your feast into mourning.
And they already turning into mourning.
And all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all your loins.
In other words, there's a time where Yahweh said, I know you don't want to put on sackcloth, and I know you don't want to mourn, even though I said the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. And I know you're not wise, and I know this is something you don't want to do. But Yahweh said, and I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins. Go ahead. And baldness upon every head.
And I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day.
And let me show you how Yahweh planned on doing it in the 11th verse.
Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh Elohim, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yahweh.
And when this happens, you surely going to mourn. You're going to mourn. Sackcloth is going to be on you.
And they shall wander from sea to sea,
mm-hmm.
and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yah, and shall not find
it. But they're not going to find it. And why? Because you should have already been seeking it. You should have been already looking for it. It should already be in your heart. See, don't make Yahweh put sackcloth on you. You put sackcloth on yourself. Don't let Yahweh make you mourn. You mourn for those who you should be mourning for. Fast for those who you should be fasting for. And put dirt on your head, ashes on your head, for the trouble of our people. We've done it, and we will do it again. And why? Because this is the way of Yahweh. This is the way of our fathers. This is the way of the righteous. And most important, this is the way you respond to the woman in travail. Watch what this says. I'm not just there. Ask yourself, when have you done this in the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter? Just tell me, when have you experienced this and done it? And if you haven't, why not? The first verse.
Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting.
They were assembled with fasting.
And with sackcloth.
With sackcloth.
And earth upon them.
And earth upon them.
And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers.
Yeah, when did they do this? What was so special about the 24th day of whatever month they were in? We don't know. We can say the 24th day of certain months is the Sabbath day. But at the end of the day, we don't know. But we do know this is how they came before Yahweh and confessed their sins. And the only reason why this evil is happening to us is because our sins. But where's your sackcloth? Where's your fasting? Where's the dirt that's on your head? Yeah, where is that at? All through the scriptures, you will see this thing, but why don't we see this thing today? Aren't you the same people of old? What makes you different than your fathers, where your head don't have to get dirty? What makes you different than your fathers, where your body can't get scratched up by sackcloth? Watch this. Amos, the 5th chapter. Watch what it says. Sixteenth verse.
Therefore, Yahweh the Elohim of hosts, Yahweh saith, thus wailing shall be in all streets.
Yeah, wailing shall be in all streets. Because whether you do it willingly or not, it's going to be done.
And they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. And they shall call the husbandman to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. And in all the vineyards shall be wailing. For I will pass through thee, saith Yahweh.
And what will Yahweh do? Go ahead.
Woe unto you that desire the day of Yah. To what end is it for you? The day of Yahweh is darkness and not light.
Uh-huh.
As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and the serpent bit him.
In other words, no matter where you turn, it's trouble, and trouble will find you. There is no escaping the word, the wrath, the anger of Yahweh. You can't hide yourself. And many people think they have escaped the all-seeing eyes of Yahweh. And you have not escaped. They didn't escape in the past, and you're not escaping today. And this is why I love this story in the book of Jonah. This non-Israelite city. And why would Yahweh tell us about a city that's not even Israel? What's so special about this city that they're not even Israel? But yet, they got some sense. In the book of Jonah, the third chapter, start reading at the very first verse.
And the word of Yahweh came unto Jonah in the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city.
This great city.
And preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of Yah. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city 8 days' journey. And he cried and said, Yea, 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim and proclaimed a fast.
See, our people say they believe Elohim, but what? When have they fasted? They say they believe Elohim, but when have they put on sackcloth for this great woman in travail? They say they believe Elohim, but when have they put dirt on their heads for this woman in travail? Here is a city that's not even Israel. A people that's not even Hebrews. But watch what it says about these people in the fifth verse again.
So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim and proclaimed the fast.
How do they know to do that?
And put on sackcloth.
And do that.
From the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man or beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water.
Don't even feed no animal. Don't even give them nothing to drink. Then it won't neither man nor beast.
But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth.
But let man and beast. Why the beast got to be covered with sackcloth? You think our people would do this? They say they believe in Elohim. Then why aren't they doing this?
And cry mightily unto Elohim. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if Elohim will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger? That we perish not. Elohim saw their work.
Elohim saw their work. He seen them put on the sackcloth. He seen them put dirt on their heads. He seen that they fasted. Not just them, but they put sackcloth on the beast. Wouldn't even feed their own beast. And they cried mightily unto to Elohim. And what did he do?
And Elohim saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and Elohim repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not.
Why can't we see that? Because if we see it, Why wouldn't we be doing it? If we know it, if you know better, why aren't you doing better? Here it is, our people dying, but no wailing. Nobody teaching the daughters to wail. All they teaching the daughters to do is gossip. Don't let no man do this. And teaching the daughters how to sass their elders. But they're not teaching them to wail. And who is putting on sackcloth, dirt on their heads, fasting for the women in travail? Who's doing this? You don't see what's going on with our people out in the streets? You can't see it. You can't understand it. You can't perceive it. People talking about, it ain't our time yet. Then what time is it, fool? What time is it? It is time for Israel to wake up. And we will let you know not only what we have done, but we will let you know in the nearest future what we will do. Till tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah. Live free. Come on. Fourth tribe. Right, right, God. 100th century. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Take a look at my soul. Nothing left but these holes. They tried to take me down, but Yah is in control. So now I ask you, you suddenly black too. The oppressor ain't fed when he attacked. You started wars because they tried to tax you. You should be asking who they was asking. Now what? Prices on our backs and the IRS wanted in on the back end. Lincoln was never down for emancipation. Just good political relations to try to make a good case for the next election. Yet Jim Crow came right back in the field, certified with a government seal. He probably tried to stand up with zeal. Sadly, he thought that Jesus was real. They gave us some fake news and education to keep us concealed.
Take a look at my soul. All I want to do is go. There's nothing left of me. I'm just horrid slavery. For 100 centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is be my Yah and live free.
400 centuries of this horrid slavery.